It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and this week we've got a great subject, and I've been talking about the subject of faith. Today, I want to talk to you about a faith that's more powerful than any obstacle, any storm, any trial that comes your way. The Bible tells us that our faith is not just a passive belief, but it's an active, victorious force that can overcome the world. Let's read 1 John chapter 5 today, verses 4 and 5. It says this, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. See, our faith is not in an object or it's not something abstract. It's focused on the person of Jesus Christ. And John tells us that if we're born of God, we have the power to overcome the world. That means no matter what comes against us, whether it's temptation, whether it's fear, trials, or even opposition, we're not victims, but we're victors through faith. But what does it mean to have faith that overcomes the world? How can we walk in that kind of victory? Let's dive into it today. First of all, let's talk about faith that overcomes fear. One of the greatest weapons that the devil uses against the child of God is fear. Fear paralyzes you. It keeps us from stepping into God's promises. Fear makes us doubt whether we are truly victorious in Christ. He'll try to even tell you that you're not God's child. But listen, my friend, faith overcomes fear. I heard a story of a little boy who was afraid of the dark, and every night he would cry when the lights were turned off. His father tried everything to comfort him, but the boy was still afraid. And then one night, his father gave him a flashlight, and he said, "Whenever you're scared, just turn this on and shine it into the darkness." And the boy did, and suddenly his fear disappeared, because the light overcame the darkness. You see, friend, that's what faith does. It shines a light into the darkness, and it drives out fear. In Matthew chapter 14, we read about Peter walking on the water. And as long as his eyes were on Jesus, Peter did what was impossible in the natural. He walked on water. But the moment he looked at the storm, fear overtook him, and he began to sink. And then Jesus said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Faith keeps us walking on the water in life's storms. But fear, it makes us sink. What fears are holding you back today? Is it a fear of failure? Perhaps it's the fear of the future. A lot of people are worried that we're living in the last days and it makes them afraid. How about fear of what other people think? That's a big one. You know, faith reminds us that God is bigger than all of our fears. Secondly, today, I want to talk about faith that overcomes temptation. It overcomes fear, but it also overcomes temptation. You see, this world is filled with distractions, temptations, and spiritual battles. But faith is so important. Faith in Christ gives us victory over temptation. Let me give you an example. In Genesis chapter 39, Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife. He had every opportunity to sin. This beautiful woman desired him, and she came on to him, but his faith in God gave him strength to resist. He ran from there. He left his cloak there. He said, "How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against my God?" The story is Genesis 39 and verse 9. Joseph overcame temptation because he had a heart that was set on God. Now imagine you're on a diet and, oh, I've been there. someone brings out a plate of fresh, warm cookies. And you know you shouldn't eat them, but the temptation is strong. Now imagine if, before you came into the room, you had already filled yourself eating something that was healthy and satisfying. You wouldn't even be tempted. You know why? Because you were already full. That's exactly what faith does in our life. When we're full of God's Word and God's presence, the temptations of this world just lose their power over us. Are you feeding your faith today, or are you feeding your temptations? See, the stronger your faith, the weaker temptation becomes. So we need faith not just to overcome fear, we need faith to overcome temptation in our life. He'll give you the strength as you stand in faith. Thirdly, one other aspect of faith is faith overcomes trials. We all go through hardships. And being a Christian doesn't mean that we won't face difficulties. It means that we have victory even in the midst of them. Let me give you an example from the Bible. In Daniel chapter 3, there's three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar's golden statue, even though everybody around them was doing just that. Even when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, they stood firm in faith. They said, "The God we serve is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us from your hand. But even if He does not, we will not serve your gods." That's found in Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And you know what happened? God showed up in the fire. They were not alone, and not even the smell of smoke was on them. And that's what faith does. It keeps us strong in the fire. King looked in and said, "Didn't we throw three men in there? I see a fourth, and he's like the Son of Man," speaking of Jesus. You know, a silversmith once explained how he refines silver. He said he puts the silver into the hottest part of the fire, and he watches it carefully. If he removes it too soon, it's not pure. But if he leaves it too long, it's ruined. And someone asked him, "How do you know when it's ready?" And listen to what he said. He said, "That's easy, when I can see my reflection in it." God does the same thing. He allows trials in our life not to destroy us, but to refine us and help us to reflect His image. And sometimes we stay in the fire until Jesus is seen in us. What fire are you going through right now? My friend, I want you to know you can trust God. He's with you in the middle of your storm, in the middle of your trial, and He's using it to strengthen your faith. Not only do we need faith to get through the storms, but we have faith that overcomes the devil. Faith for the battle, faith for war, spiritual warfare. See, the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what it says in John 10:10. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, "But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." See, faith is our shield against the devil's attacks. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 16, Paul tells us this. He says, "Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." When the enemy attacks with lies and he says you're not good enough, you'll never change, God doesn't love you, you know what happens? Faith blocks those arrows and it begins to declare God's truth. It speaks in our heart and says, "I'm more than a conqueror through Christ," Romans 8:37. It says, "Greater is He who is in me than he who is in the world," 1 John 4:4. Or it goes back to Isaiah 54 and says, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." That's what faith does, friend. It helps us in spiritual warfare. It becomes a shield. The Bible says it's a shield of faith. A soldier without a shield is defenseless. And the enemy's arrows will hit him every time, but a soldier with a strong shield, he's protected. Friend, faith is your shield. When the devil attacks you, raise up your shield of faith and declare God's promises over your life. So many people just speak the problem. They never get to the solution, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Are you holding up your shield today? Or are you letting the enemy get through with his lies in your mind? Strengthen your faith by staying in God's Word. And then fifthly, faith overcomes the world because Jesus has already won the battle. The greatest reason our faith overcomes the world is because Jesus has already won the victory. He said in 1 John 5:5, "Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God." When Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the grave, he defeated sin, death, and the power of the enemy. And when we put our faith in him, his victory becomes our victory. Now I want you to imagine that you're watching a recorded football game. But before you watch it, you already know that your team won. So no matter how bad things look during the game, you're not worried because you already saw the outcome. You know your team won. So as you play the video and you watch it back, even though your team gets behind, even though they miss a pass, even though they get tackled, you don't worry because you already know the outcome. You know they won. That's how faith works, friend. We already know that Jesus wins. I read the back of the book, and he wins, and so do we, through faith. So now, no matter what happens in your life, you don't have to be afraid, because we've already overcome through him. Do you live like you believe Jesus has already won the victory? If so, you can walk in confidence, knowing that faith has already overcome the world. Let's begin to wind this up, this series for the week. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. It overcomes fear. It overcomes temptation. It overcomes trials. It overcomes the devil. And it overcomes everything that tries to bring you down. Not because of your strength or my strength, but because of who we put our faith in. It's the object of our faith, Jesus Christ, that makes all the difference. This week, when you face fear, I want you to speak faith, my friend. Don't speak your problem, speak the solution. And when temptation comes your way, use faith to stand strong in Christ. When trials come, I want you to remember that God's with you in the fire. And when the devil attacks, remember, you already know the outcome of this war. So raise up your shield of faith. And my friend, when the world feels overwhelming, just remember, Jesus has already overcome the world. It's been a great week as we've been talking about faith that overcomes the world. No matter what you're going through today, and I don't know, friend, if you're facing a physical infirmity that's really difficult on you right now, or maybe you need a financial miracle from God. Maybe you have a relational problem and you're struggling in your marriage or with your kids. My prayer today is that God will give you faith that overcomes the world, and you can trust God that he's going to bring you through the storm. Walk in grace, my friend. God loves you with an everlasting love.
Fresh Oil is pleased to announce the release of Keith's book entitled The Grace Revolution, available now on Amazon in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook edition. In his book, The Grace Revolution, Pastor Keith Manley shares the gospel of God's grace, giving us a radical shift from performance-based religion to the life-changing power of God's amazing grace. Pastor Keith also released a study guide, helping the reader to explore the grace of God and how life-changing it can be for the reader. To get your copy today, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley, The Grace Revolution.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.